Singular as I find the scenery in Alva, there's another compelling reason to take a windows-down drive there. Scent. Smell is the most direct of our senses, writes Diane Ackerman in A Natural History of the Senses. It needs no interpreter. The effect is immediate and undiluted by language, thought, or translation. Stumbling on new smells is one of the delights of travel. Yet it's the old ones, the bone-familiar fragrances I seek on this route, State Road 31 to North River Road in the far eastern reaches of Lee County, a route that leads me over and along the Caloosahatchee. If I can find an excuse to, I stop first at the CNC feed store. Maybe I'll check out the bulletin board, maybe I'll buy some seed for the pasture, maybe a new halter for the mare, but what really draws me there is the place's air. An antique tincture of molasses-steeped grain, saddle leather, and fence lumber. In the dim, high-ceilinged light, I can stand still, pretending to be looking for something, but really taking a few more deep breaths before heading back out into the day's glare. From there, it's east on North River Road, past the vast, pine-spiked palmetto scrub. A few months ago, it was all in bloom, those tiny wax-white flowers oozing honeyed scent into the warm air. Once I pulled over, killed the engine, and heard, almost felt, the low thrum of thousands of bees at work in the blossoms. On the other side of the road, rows of young orange trees march in perfect op-art formation toward the horizon. During the brief intersection of their period of blossoming with the palmettos, a night drive on this stretch is almost too much, an open-air boudoir of sweet, competing colognes. Soon the scrub flattens into long-ago scraped, then-seeded pastures, dotted with fine, glossy cattle. A good breeze will carry the scent of their sun-warmed hides into the car, and I breathe deeply. Past Telegraph Creek, the south side of the road is tree-sheltered again. The strange mixed woods of the Caloosahatchee Regional Park, smelling of stripped bark and muscat, land that's part overgrown grove, part fallow farm field, part pasture grown wild. In among the wet places, there's a damp teabag smell, tannic and tart. It's here in the green shade that surface water leaches slowly back into the leaf-littered, limestone-boned earth. Farther on, the woods thin out again. Cattle once more graze on either side of the road, and it rolls into the river town of Alva. Weekdays, diesel and gas fumes dominate the downtown scentscape. Weekends bring cut grass and grill smoke. Heading south, the pavement arches up over the Caloosahatchee until the car tires hum over the drawbridge. Another thing Ackerman writes is that our sense of smell is a throwback to that time, early in evolution, when we thrived in the oceans. An odor must first dissolve into a watery solution before we can smell it, she writes. So it's here, above the river, at the top of the span, that I'll try to slow a moment to draw a long breath. If the wind is right, it carries the river to me, its creosote-soaked piling sunk deep into the muck, its snail slime and water weeds, its cypress knees and cow lilies, the finest perfume I know.